to do your studying and your Bible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Keep delving into it, you know. Do you still read it?
I try to when I've got time. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
When I get home from here, I rush around. If I'm going on holiday, I sit and have a little dabble.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to start going back to church, so...
Yeah.
What time does the church does it go on for? It's about an hour, isn't it, at church?
More an hour and a half, actually, I suppose.
Oh, is it an hour and a half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put your hand on it, Bob.
Oh, yeah. A little bit more, yeah.
Try and get up a little bit higher.
Yeah. Please.
My name is Susan Jacobson. I have a barber shop in Clacton-on-Sea, and I've had it for 28 years. Clacton used to be a nice seaside town. The people were much nicer and happy. These days, there's a lot of Londoners that have come down, and Clacton is not the same anymore. Going down.
Oh, right, good.
Get your tissue. Don't forget your hearing aids.
No, I won't, no. Oh,
look after yourself.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Next, please. How's things?
All right. Been in hospital a couple of days, but...
Again?
Yeah.
How is it?
All right.
Can you still drink?
No. I haven't had a drink for a month.
God, sacre bleu.
Oh, no. Terrible, isn't it?
Awful. So what have you been doing with yourself, then?
Give up smoking, I can't drink, and a lot else left in the world, really, is it? I do.
Oh, bless. Of course there is.
What?
Fishing.
Oh, fishing.
But you like fishing,
oh,
don't
no,
you?
Oh, no, I used to, but I'm getting fed up with it now.
Darts.
Can't play darts.
Well, why have you got a tattoo of darts on your arm, then?
Well, because I used to be able to play then.
Oh.
But I've got this muscle wasting.
Oh, that's a shame. So you're not doing anything with yourself?
Yeah, been to Colting, Norwich. Because my little granddaughter got thrown up against the wall, you know that, don't you?
She got thrown up against the wall?
Yeah, the bloke, he fractured her skull.
Oh, you are joking. She didn't go back with him, did she?
Oh, yeah, she still lives with him.
She lives with him?
Yeah.
Didn't you want to kill him?
Yeah.
But what the hell was she doing going back with him? I would have poisoned. I would have made him a lovely breakfast. I would have gone out, picked some lovely mushrooms.
Well, he's been stabbed twice in Norwich prison, so.
And all he got was what? Six
months.
It's not enough, is it?
Nah.
What's the matter with our,
well, there you
our
go.
System?
The judge said, I've taken in consideration your poor upbringing. What's that got to do with...
What's that got to do with the fact that he's just hit a, smashed and, a kid up against the wall?
And you've been in prison for 2 months, so I'm giving you a six-month sentence.
Judges have took a load of old crap, didn't they?
For a woman.
I started barbering when I was 14 years old, and I was one of the very first ladies to become a barber. It took quite a long time for men to accept me, because a barber shop was where men used to just go to get their hair cut and to sometimes get away from the women. They used to have a sex shop out the back, and where men used to get their hair cut, the hairdressers would say, "Anything for the weekend, sir?" They used to sell everything, like blow-up dolls, sex sugar that the people used to put in their sugar to make them feel horny, condoms. It was all sorts. I mean, it was an eye-opener to me because I was only, like, 14, and I was seeing this at 14 years old, you know. So, yeah, I had the best of both worlds. I was out the back doing that, and then I was also learning how to cut men's hair. I've been here now 28 years, and I've seen a big change, though, here. I mean, we've got all the Turks coming over and opening up all these shops up. I don't even know where they get the money from, but, you know, they do them up all posh. You know, yeah, they're working, but I just don't get how we are saying that we want to come out of the EU, which we are out of the EU, and we're allowing still all these people just to come here and open up all these shops, and especially in Clacton, it's just not the same anymore. It has really changed, really, really changed. You know, and it's not just them. I mean, we've got a lot of drunks walking around with tins in their hand. It's completely ruined it. We have beggars that are begging on the streets. We've even got prostitutes here.
There's complete discrimination against the white English people or white British people. We have to put up and shut up.
That's right.
Because we're regarded as bigots and racists. You can see the change every day of people moving here from London. And they're all different races of people, all different Africans, Muslims, Eastern Europeans. You name it, they're moving here now. People don't like it. Ordinary British English people, we don't like it. We don't want them here. We like our own country. We don't want to have to change our lives for multiculturalism, political correctness. 200 illegal immigrants a day are coming into this country that the government can't catch, can't stop. We need to stop immigration immediately. That needs to stop now. And we want to stop our foreign aid, because we spend almost $12 billion on foreign aid, which is stolen and goes to corrupt officials in subcontinent countries like India and Pakistan and Africa. We have to go back to the roots. We have to go back to the beginning. We have to start again, because we've been betrayed by our governments in the past. We want our system to look after us.
Going to do for yourself today,
guys? I don't know.
What about mates? You must have some friends around you that could put you up.
I don't really mix with anyone. I have my family life, and that was that. That's all I had, you know. It's...
Oh. So you got no place where you're sleeping tonight, then?
No, not yet.
What about the toilets? Don't they stay open?
No, they shut them at 6.
God. Where have you actually been sleeping? Colchester?
It's rough. Colchester's rough. It's worse than Clacton.
Is it really?
Yeah. I tried to sell my phone this morning so I could get the money for a room. And because I have an iPhone 6, they wouldn't take it because it's a contracted phone. So it sort of like gets from bad to worse, you know? But I won't beg. I won't beg on the street. I've never done that. I'm not a thief. I've paid my taxes for 16 years. I've never asked for any help. I went to the council and they said that I'm not priority because I'm a single man, I'm not priority. If I was a woman with a child or I don't mean to be racist or anything like that, but a different skin colour, I would get a place like that. A lot of people I've met over the last year, I mean, 3 or 4 of them are dead now, so 2 of them committed suicide. One of them I saw commit suicide, which was about 4 weeks ago. That was off of a car park building. He jumped. And, yeah. Yeah, it was a bit of an eye-opener.
I got up in the morning. I went to the front room to watch the telly. But the telly wasn't there.
The telly wasn't there? Where was the telly?
Somebody fixed it.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, all right.
Hello. Yeah. Take a seat. How do you cope?
I had to sit at home alone.
Why do you have to sit alone at home?
Nobody there.
Come here.
Can't get here.
Why can't you get here?
I can't walk this far.
Well, why can't you get a taxi? I'll pay it.
No.
Yes. Peter, never ever be on your own. You know that. You can always come here. Come and sit with me. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Apart from the
air. Number two, please.
All over?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never asked you, how did you lose your arm?
Oh, I was about 4 years old.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how did it happen?
Well, you know, your parents tell you don't go near the road, but you don't listen, do you, at four. So I ended up in the road and had an argument with a coal wagon.
So really, it happened at an early age, so you could sort of really adapt to things.
People ask me, you know, how do you manage? I said, well, I never used my left arm, did I? Didn't get a chance to use it. Sometimes I think I might have been left-handed, but now I'll never know that. Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah, there we are. Once I'm up, I'm all right. It's getting harder, though. What's the damage there?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Thank
there
you. And you take care.
I will. Well, I'll try.
Ellie, the room. I went for a very, very bad time and I didn't want to be here. So I was really down. I was very, very low at that time. I did a horrible thing. I slit my wrists and I also took a big overdose. And I ended up in a mental place for a little while before I got Milo. My daughter happened to say to me, Mum, why don't you get a little companion, you know, and get yourself out again? I wasn't sure, but we was looking through all these pictures of these little dogs, and all of a sudden, my daughter went, Mum, look at this dog, he's so ugly. And I thought, that's the one. And we've just become inseparable. I mean, if he can't go, I don't go. You know, he comes to work with me. We go on holiday together. We go and have meals together, you know. So it was him that, you know, saved me, really, I should say, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have been here. I just want to know how they get all their shots done up like they do with all these bloody big TV screens.
Because they get people put money into it.
What from their country? Because half of them are not Turkish. They're all sorts. And what that one over there?
They're Bulgarian.
Fucking Bulgarian.
But the trouble is with these Turkish barber shops is they don't spend their money in this country. They send all their money back to Turkey, because I know for a fact that one down there, since he's been here, he's bought 6 houses in Turkey.
Oh.
With the money.
They're all coming in. Look, we've got bloody fish and chip shops that are Turkish now. We've got the new one that's just opened up down the beach. And people are going to them. I don't get it. And they're the ones that voted to come out of the EU.
But their vote to come out of the EU is to stop more coming into this country. But the thing is, the government's turned a blind eye to it and they don't know how to combat it. They really don't. It's too late. They're here now.
I know.
They're here.
Plus, what I totally disagree with is that they're allowed to have all these different wives over here, hundreds of kids. I think everybody should just have 2 children. Any more children after that, then they've got to pay for them themselves.
Why, when you're in a place like Syria,
definitely,
would you have children? Why would you?
I don't know, but
why
they do,
would
don't
you
they?
Do that?
Because condoms and things are not given to them out there, and they're most probably too expensive, Mark.
They don't use them.
No, that's right. They don't know really what they're meant to do and what they're used for.
Doing for you?
And 2, please.
With what? Number 2?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Not got a girlfriend then?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Mm. Oh. Katie. Katie's his name.
What's her name?
Katie.
Tracy.
Katie.
Katie, I'm going deaf.
And where's Chinese? And having the daughter's birthday.
What was that?
And where's Chinese? And the daughter's birthday.
Chinese.
Oh, Chinese.
Yeah, that's Joseph's birthday.
Lovely. What did you get her for a present?
Card.
Card?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you not get a present?
No, it's too old for the present.
Too old? Never too old. My God, I send myself presents.
It's only 50, isn't it? 54.
Is that
right? Mm, lovely.
Lovely. Tidy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You'll be good.
Fine, hard.
Good. I'll be good as well.
The idea that we are separate is just false. But, you know, that's just me. As I said, I'm not normal for Clacton.
You're not normal for Clacton?
No, Clacton is, I mean, more than 70% of the people actually voted to leave the European Union in this kind of constituency.
I voted for the wrong reasons, in the sense that it was the fact of all the legal immigrants that keep coming into the country. I thought they've got to do something about this, because half of them don't put anything back into our country. And I was a bit worried about it, and I thought, well, we're just going to be slowly sinking, aren't we? And this is, you know... And the Muslims, not all the Muslims, but the majority of the Muslims, the ones that are the fundamentalists, I don't think they should even be allowed to preach or say what they can.
Well, there are regulations and rules in this country against hate speech. Sharia law is not enshrined in this country.
But they want it to be.
What you perceive as an invading force or an invading sort of society want is not what they're going to get, because it is not what is legal.
But don't you think it will become illegal?
You
think they will?
No.
You don't think so?
No. You can't walk into another country and impose your own system on it.
But don't you think they're going to take over? Don't you think they will take over?
They've got no legal right to do so?
No, they haven't. But don't you think that's what's going to happen? For instance, the burqa. I hate it. I don't like seeing it. And I think that women shouldn't have to wear that.
That's true. They shouldn't have to, but they choose to.
But they say they choose to, but they then preach about us, the way we dress.
Yes, they express an opinion. Everyone's got a legal right to express an opinion.
Everybody has, but you've got to think back, right? The people that died in the First and Second World War, if they saw what was going on today, they'd be absolutely horrified.
Yeah, they fought against fascism. But to say that fascism is wrong and, you know, all these people died for it, and then attempt to impose such a mindset over a country, that betrays everything that they fought and died for, did it not?
Yeah, but I still think...
Everything must be taken in context. That's the only way you can get to the ultimate truth of any situation or any point of belief.
How's things?
Hi.
What actually did you get up to there?
Oh, we've done quite a few shoots.
Where was it you went? I forgot.
Went to Blackpool.
Well, what was you filming up there? I can't remember.
We had to shoot five women. We had to do some group situations to some of the girls and that, so that was good.
Are they nude?
Sorry?
Are they nude?
Nude?
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually. How can I shoot hardcore without... Well,
so, are you still doing all those amateur movies then? Yeah. You still do it?
Just started off as a hobby to start with, but then it sort of developed into a business.
When she first started, she was the first female in Britain to ever produce porn.
Was she really, Kim? Yeah. I never knew that. Yeah. So where's your next one going to be?
Well, we shot one last week with a girl called Mandy. She's a new girl. She goes under Booberella.
Booberella?
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Not for a reason. The
boobs. 40 double F.
We're going back to Blackpool in October.
Is it, is it against the law?
No.
Well, it's only up north they're allowed to be licensed. The rest of England, you can't get licensed.
You can't be licensed?
Yeah, because coming out of Brexit, what it's done is took us back to the Victorian age. They're doing it, I mean, because what they're saying is it's to protect children.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. I mean, they're trying to do a block on all adult material. So we'd be the only country, apart from China and India, to have this.
Must be interesting, though. Must be good fun.
It is good fun, yeah. I still want to do some photos of you. You'll take some lovely photos,
but I'll take the clothes off and everything hits to the floor.
I mean, the ladies I shoot are 40-plus anyway.
Yeah, you've got to do pics.
Yeah, like you said...
You'd be great.
Leave lingerie on, things like that. I'll do some... I mean, you're welcome to have whatever you want, yeah.
Oh, bless. I'm very open-minded anyway, and I don't think there's anything wrong. As long as people not hurting people, why not, you know?